but the Confederates fired on her, and she steamed away without landing the soldiers or the supplies. Lincoln waited a month, hoping that the secessionists would come back to the Union of their own accord. He then decided to send supplies to Major Anderson and told the governor of South Carolina of his decision. Immediately, April 12th, the Confederates opened fire on Fort Sumter. On April 14th, Anderson surrendered. The next day, President Lincoln issued a proclamation calling for 75,000 volunteers. 382. The Rising of the North. There was no longer a question of letting the erring sisters depart in peace. The Southerners had fired on Old Glory. There was no longer a dispute over the extension of slavery. The question was now whether the Union should perish or should live. Douglas at once came out for the Union, and so did the former presidents, Buchanan and Franklin Pierce. In the Mississippi Valley, hundreds of thousands of men either sympathized with the slaveholders or cared nothing about the slavery dispute. But the moment the Confederates attacked the Union, they rose in defense of their country and their flag. 383. More seceders. The Southerners flocked to the standards of the Confederacy, and four more states joined the ranks of secession. These were Arkansas, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia. In Virginia, the people were sharply divided on the question of secession.